number 12711, Sierra Village, seek variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sierra Avenue, Lot B83, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19933 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, parcel 310, unit 3030. The applicant is seeking an 8.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed shed to the existing manufactured home on Lot B81, a 9.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing shed on Lot C84, a 2.7-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing HVAC on Lot B85, a 4.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing manufactured home on Lot B85, a 1.2-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing manufactured home on Lot B85. A proposed HVAC will comply because it can encroach 3 feet into the setback, and the proposed landings that are shown at 16 feet or beyond 16 feet separation requirement are allowed to encroach 4 feet into the separation requirement. So they comply as well. Sorry, I'm getting just tongue-tied.
Case number 12711.
Just for the record, and this is Amy Bennett, who has been previously sworn in.
Thank you. In regards to the application and the uniqueness of the property, this property is uniquely narrow with its dimensions, and that creates a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining a minimum separation distance between homes and accessory structures. The lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of a modern manufactured home. We've selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place the new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while being in compliance with Sussex County zoning code. In regards that it cannot otherwise be developed. Due to this uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. I propose to place a normal width-sized home that is consistent to other new homes in the community and a standard-sized shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between the neighboring manufactured homes and the accessory structures. The variants are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That the circumstances are not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, as the property is quite unique and that it is narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer the lot lines and neighboring homes. And it appears to be impossible for a home to be placed on the property without violating separation distance requirements. The exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. That the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These variances will not do that. They will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will they be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. We're seeking this variance to add to the conformity in the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And that this is the minimum variance required in order to afford relief. And the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue, and the home is the narrowest available at this time and minimizes the need for a variance on the property.
Would there be anything you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Not at this time. Any questions? Is there anything that differs this from the previous two cases.
So,
not that we judge on that, I just want to...
Yeah, so this home is the larger floor plan, and the rest are as well. The manufacturer is not offering the 14-foot floor plan.
So this will be a 16-foot wide?
16 by 66.
That's why I asked the question. Yep. I just wanted to clarify.
Has the current unit been demoed?
It has. It was actually removed before I arrived on property.
Okay. So if I'm looking at this correctly, then so the placement of what you're proposing is going to be closer to Sierra Avenue than what was there previously?
I'm not sure because I haven't seen the prior building, so
no.
I can't guarantee that. I can tell you that, you know, based on where the dirt is versus the grass, it is in the same similar placement as prior.
Okay. My concern is that the back corner
mm-hmm.
and what appears to be tight quarters.
Yeah. Well, there's over 20 feet between the two buildings on the back side of the lot. It's the shed that creates the variance. So the two sheds are 10 and change, 10 feet and 7 inches apart.
And that's from the placement of the shed from the neighbor to the back. Is that correct?
From shed to neighbor shed.
Yes.
Correct.
Mr. Sharp?
Is that shed on lot C84, the one to the rear, is that attached to the neighbor's dwelling?
I believe it's immediately adjacent to it.
Okay, so there's some separation. They're not
correct.
Connected. Okay. So there would be a different separation requirement. So I take it this house has not been placed on the lot?
It has not.
Are there any planned decks or porches for this one?
No, not anything that we're going to install. Nothing to be included in this request.
No further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and I guess just it does appear that the dwelling on lot B81 appears that those steps protrude over the lot line. Is that right?
Slightly correct, yes.
That house is a little closer than perhaps it would otherwise be?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
When you have a situation like that where the steps are going onto the other property, is that neighbor actually using the neighbor's property every day to get in and out of their house?
Normally the homes that are the stairs that are on that side are like an emergency exit.
Okay.
They're not usually set up with like decks or it's just a point of egress.
Gotcha. Okay.
Further questions from the board?
Was there any comments from the neighbors about this?
No, everybody's pretty welcome of the new homes coming in the community.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who was in favor of case number 12711? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12711? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12711 for Sierra Village for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property is unique due to its narrowness. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12711 has been approved. Next up.